Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and clear skies over Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze to accompany the sunshine. A perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from JNS, 3 hours ago, the IDF reported that Hezbollah's rocket fire violates the ceasefire. The military struck a launcher after an attack on troops in southern Lebanon. Also from forward, 6 hours ago, UCLA student government condemned the campus Hillel for hosting former hostage Omer Shem Tov. The event drew criticism in an open letter on Tuesday. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, 31 minutes ago, President's outstanding awardees from the Bedouin community call on others to enlist, stating that the enemy doesn't distinguish between us. Separately, from the Jerusalem Post, just over an hour ago, an IRGC gunboat attacked a container ship off Oman. This occurred amid a ceasefire extension. And finally, from I-24 News, 2 hours ago, the U.S.-Iran ceasefire has been extended until Iran submits a proposal, but the blockade remains in place. Reaction has been swift on social media. Alex Gandler, an observer of regional conflicts, posted 22 minutes ago about another ceasefire violation by Hezbollah in Lebanon, urging people not to be surprised. The IDF reported 28 minutes ago that soldiers identified two terrorists violating the ceasefire understandings in southern Lebanon. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted 33 minutes ago that Iranian forces attacked two MSC container ships in the Strait of Hormuz, with one suffering heavy bridge damage. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's response. According to JNS, earlier today the IDF targeted a launcher in southern Lebanon after Hezbollah's attack. This marks another violation of the fragile ceasefire. The ongoing tensions in the region continue to pose a threat to stability. Turning to the UCLA controversy. As reported by Forward, the student government's condemnation highlights the polarized campus environment regarding Israeli-Palestinian issues. This underscores the ongoing global debate over the conflict. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights the call from Bedouin awardees for unity in the IDF. Their statement emphasizes the shared threat faced by all Israelis. This message of inclusion aims to strengthen national defense. Turning to the IRGC attack off Oman. The Jerusalem Post reports that the incident raises concerns about maritime security. This follows the recent ceasefire extension, indicating broader regional implications. Finally, I-24 News notes the U.S.-Iran ceasefire extension. The continuation of the blockade keeps pressure on diplomatic negotiations. The international community watches closely for Iran's next move, turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC, 2 hours ago, CyberStart's founder Gili Ran discusses Wiz's strategy in building global companies. Focus is on independence, scale, and shaping markets. Separately, from Walla Business, 48 hours ago, the dollar's drop paves the way for potential interest rate cuts. The shekel's 19% strengthening suggests the Bank of Israel might lower rates twice more this year. And finally, from Globes, 66 hours ago, Elbit's drones are set for Canadian trials this summer. The Hermes 900 Starliner will be tested as part of the local Coast Guard's Arctic operations. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.